In colonial America, virtually all education was Christian, and often it took place at the home. And back then, the literacy rate was very high, much higher than what we've seen in modern times. In the last few decades, there has been a resurgence of homeschooling. It's now legal in all 50 states. Of course, that involved a lot of sweat and blood and tears, but it's true. It's legal all over. And yet, there are still some that want to make it illegal. Meanwhile, homeschooling is not for everybody, but maybe it's a viable option for more people than is realized. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome to the program Tracy Pons, who's a leader in the Florida homeschool movement. Specifically, she's a leader within the Florida Parent Educators Association. Their website, by the way, is fpea.com. And Tracy, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate being here.
First of all, I do want to ask you, I mentioned earlier that it is legal to have homeschooling, but that wasn't always the case, and sometimes it had to be, a fight, to make this happen, but it is completely legal, correct? Comment on that, if you would.
That is correct. The Florida Parent Educators Association was founded in 1984, and it was really a group of Christian parents that wanted to home educate and disciple their children, of course, at home. And so by 1985, they and lobbyist friends who were part of the founding group, we were able to get homeschooling legalized in the state of Florida. And we actually have very good, comprehensive homeschooling laws, but there is pretty much a fight every year because there are groups that want to diminish the parents' rights and really authority all the time. So there's different woke groups. That actually they sound like they want responsible home education, or they want to protect maybe even children that they're possibly being abused and that kind of thing. But that really is not the case. It's just a cover for trying to remove the rights of parents to home educate. Now, in other states, there's many more restrictions and requirements than Florida has. Florida is considered a moderate state in terms of requirements, annual assessments, and that kind of thing. So we consider ourselves very blessed here in the state of Florida, and we have a fantastic governor and legislature right now that is on our side, so that's really good.
Well, what are some of the major arguments against it? Are they basically saying, well, who are you parents? How are you worthy enough to be able to teach? And what is your response to that? I'm sure you've heard that kind of argument against homeschooling a lot.
Well, sure, that's correct. Even potential homeschoolers, we've been just brainwashed into thinking that parents can't home educate their own children. It starts with the schools really taking away the authority of parents and making us feel like we don't have the qualities, we don't have the education and that kind of thing. And then that idea or that feeling transfers to the kids because then the kids don't trust the parents as much. So it's one of those things that they do. So some of the arguments, to go back to your question, some of the arguments are that parents don't have the qualifications. But the studies show that even parents that don't graduate high school actually homeschool very successfully. So that's one thing. Another thing is that home-educated students on average test about 30 points higher than regularly schooled kids on standardized tests. Now, that was pre-COVID homeschoolers. there's a big difference in post-COVID homeschoolers, which maybe we're jumping ahead of ourselves, but the traditional homeschoolers were, I would say, more independent and were more, Christian-minded, where they knew what their values were and what they thought was important to impart, you know, what wisdom and logic and reason was, you know, important to impart upon their children, and really, you know, the, I'm going to say almost like the principles of 2 Timothy 3, where you know, it's so important that you're to equip and to disciple your children to be able to go out into the world and recognize evil, but also go towards goodness and virtue and beauty and truth and God's word. And does that make sense?
Sure, sure. And how widespread is homeschooling? I mean, 20, 30 years ago, you know, you can meet a homeschool parent here or there, but now you hear about it a lot.
Yes, so pre-COVID, we had approximately 80,000 homeschoolers in the state of Florida, and approximately now, I think this stat is about a year old, they number us at about 150,000, although we did hear some talk about Broward County alone losing approximately 70,000 students this year to homeschooling. And so it's very encouraging numbers, because the more people that homeschool, and there's more options, there's more favorable thought processes on the whole thing, and hopefully more favorable legislation too.
So there's a greater receptivity to homeschooling. It isn't as abnormal as it once was. How do you test the children? How do you, you know, monitor their progress, you know, on a regular basis?
Well, if you are homeschooling through, there's different manners to legally homeschool in the state of Florida. And one of those is to notify the county that you are going to be homeschooling them and not sending them to the public school system. And so with that, there are a variety of ways to have them assessed. But one of them, and the main way that people do it, is go through a Florida certified teacher, and that certified teacher will take a look at a basic overview of what you've been doing with your children, each one, throughout the year, and sign off on progress. And so it is kind of arbitrary, I would say, because you can use a different certified teacher each year, but it is really something just to satisfy the county that you are making progress with your child. And then there's other means. It's really best to go to the website, because there's some scholarships, and then with scholarships there's mandatory testing, although testing is one of the means of annual assessments if you're homeschooling through the county. And then there's other ways to homeschool too. So really, it's up to the parents to assess how they think their child is progressing.
If a parent was interested in even possibly considering all this, where would you even recommend that they start? I mean, it's almost like trying to drink water out of a fire hydrant, you know, not to use a stupid metaphor. But I remember I got to go to one of your conferences, and I was not even, I wasn't, there was nobody active. In other words, it was off hours, but I was just walking down the aisles of all these different homeschool producers and so forth, and it was just like, wow, there's just so much potential curriculum out there. This, the energy was just bursting through. It was just incredible. That was in Orlando, so obviously it was part of your group.
Yes, sir. That's the FEA Homeschool Convention, which is every year over Memorial Day weekend. And there are a lot of vendors, and mostly Christian vendors. And really, the first place to start for a prospective homeschooling family is to pray about it. But then if you can go to FEA.com/start here, it lays out all of the manners of the legal ways to homeschool in the state of Florida, what your legal requirements are. And it's very straightforward. It's like 6 steps, basically. And then go from there. And really, homeschooling does not have to be hard. It does not have to be intricate. It can be very organic, if that's what you think is best for your family. There's so many resources as well. I know that you homeschooled your children for a time, and really, I have to give props to Dr. Kennedy, because Dr. D. James Kennedy was a man ahead of his time at his church from a very long time ago, had a homeschooling support group that I know many of my mentors had attended, and you know, that's how we got involved in homeschooling, and that's through people that came before me through church that were encouraged and really supported through different people that had a vision for family discipleship and for children that that grow up in the faith, understanding the faith and being able to defend their faith. And when they go through the school system, even the, I'm going to say parochial school system, generally they use books that are very secular. You don't know the teachers. You're giving up your parental authority. I mean, there's all these issues that to me undermine your, really your children's future, but also how your children view you as their not only support, but who they look up to and believe that you want the best for them. And so it's really a wonderful educational option. I mean, for us particularly, we really had to pinpoint what our values were. And our values, math and, you know, punctuation or whatever it is, or our values bringing up our child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And so from there, pray, because God opens doors. I mean, for example...
Okay, just so you know, we have about 30 seconds to wrap this up. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you. You're doing great. Go ahead.
We realized that the more money we made, the more money we spent. And what was more important? I'm serious. Just God opens doors for you. And if you go to the website, there's wonderful information. The homeschooling convention is a phenomenal place to learn and be encouraged and to be built up in good things. And for your children, there's different children's programs and teen leadership programs and also family dances and different family activities. And then also we have other field trips and different resources, including a podcast and a curriculum, which is very sweet and gentle manner of education.
So all right. Anyway, so we're basically out of time, but let me say this. I'm sure if people go to the website, which is FPEA.com. I'm sure even if they're from other states, not Florida, they would be able to get more information about homeschooling. Tracy, thank you so much for being with us. Tracy Pons. Appreciate it.
Thank you.